This is Andy Williams reporting for Radical Wales, and I'm sitting at the Green Gathering in the campaigns area with Nikki from South West Against Nuclear. And I was just wondering, Nikki, if you could tell the people who might be listening what you're here for and what you're campaigning about at the moment.
We're here because the UK government have got plans to build a whole new fleet of nuclear reactors in the UK. Even despite what's happened in Japan and Fukushima last year, our government are showing no willingness at all to be sensible about energy policy. And so we're here advertising our next action at Hinkley Point, which is against the government's plans. There's a campaign called Stop New Nuclear, which is an alliance of anti-nuclear groups from around the UK. And not all anti-nuclear groups, actually. There's a lot of charities and other organisations as well, radical organisations such as Rising Tide, that are also involved in the alliance. And we've got a plan on the 8th of October to trespass on the development site at Hinkley Point in Somerset. Mm-hmm. The government's plans are kind of, their policy's a bit in tatters at the moment. None of it's looking too clever. We don't need nuclear to solve climate change. It's become increasingly obvious over the last couple of years what a load of greenwash that's been to suit corporate and government agendas. And so people are kind of waking up to that now. And so the government now just talks about keeping the lights on. But one of the things that's happened is, no matter how much they've trashed the planning system and made it really authoritarian, so they just impose projects on you now. And even something as serious as nuclear, you've got no ability to talk about your concerns. There's no planning process now. There's just a sham thing going on where they're pretending they're listening, but they're not really. But they're only listening to the things like concerns about roads and traffic. They don't want to talk about radioactive waste, where it's going to be stored.
When you look around Europe, you see some states reacting quite differently to the Fukushima incident, don't you? Look at Germany, for example.
Yeah.
There was huge public pressure, and the government had to just scrap its nuclear plan, kind of thing. Why isn't that happening here, do you think?
It's an interesting question. I think it's kind of complicated. I mean, I think globally the tide is turning on nuclear, definitely. Italy had a referendum and walked away from it. Germany walked away from it. Japan are walking away from it. Right now, the government in Japan, after having all of their nuclear reactors shut down for the last year, a couple of months ago, they restarted one of the reactors, a reactor called UI, and they did that because they were having a load of saying that it's going to affect their economic growth and their industry to not have any power from that this year. But I think that's just a kind of scam, really, just to restart it, because they got all through last summer without it. And the Japanese people have been quite willing to really, really rein in their energy use in order not to have those reactors switch back on. And so what's happening there is that they're having these meetings around the country where they're being given three options. One is to phase it out fairly quickly, one is to phase it out more slowly, and the other is to keep it. And the Japanese people are resoundingly asking to get rid of it and for them to turn it off now.
Nikki, bringing us back to your specific campaign and Hinkley Point, a lot of our listeners are going to be in Wales, a lot of them in South East Wales.
Yeah.
Just for their kind of self-interest, we're in the blast zone here, aren't we? This is a Welsh issue as well.
Yeah,
as
absolutely.
As a local,
it's an international issue.
South
radiation
Welsh
knows
issue.
No borders. There's no borders with radiation. Wales got a lot of the contamination from Chernobyl, from the cloud that fell there. And Hinkley's just across the water from South Wales. A lot of Wales is within the exclusion zones that have been imposed in Fukushima. And especially the recommended one by the US was something like 80 kilometres. And yeah, that kind of goes right down to Devon and Wales and all around. So yeah, I mean, if people feel as strongly as we do, then come and join us on the 8th of October, because the government's plans are intact. As it's a really important moment now to come together, you know, and find our common ground to oppose these plans. Because it's not like a weapons factory that you can decommission. Once a nuclear power station's built, it's there, you know, and we can't let them do that. We've got enough of a legacy to deal with, as well as adapting to climate change.
Where can people go if they want to find out more information about the general issue and the specific campaigns online?
Yeah, so Stop New Nuclear has got a website, which is stopnewnuclear.org.uk, where people can find out about the action in October. And South West Against Nuclear, we have a website, which is southwestagainstnuclear@wordpress.com.
Thanks very much, Nikki. That's the end.